From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The battle of words between Russia and Turkey continues. Over the downing of a Russian warplane today, with Russian Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warning Moscow not to play with fire. Speaking in the city of Beirut, Erdogan accused Russia of playing with fire by attacking groups opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad under the pretext of fighting ISIS and by irresponsibly targeting trucks operating within Syria looking for commercial activities or humanitarian aid. Turkey's state-run news agency and a Turkish relief group have reported that Russian aircraft attacked a Turkish aid convoy inside Syria near the Turkish border, killing 7 people and wounding 10 on Wednesday. Russia acting angrily after the Turkish fighter jets shot down its warplane on Tuesday. Meantime, the detention of 2 prominent journalists is provoking international and national criticism, with Dorian Jones reporting from Istanbul.
Condemnation is growing over the jailing of 2 leading Turkish journalists. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the leader of the main opposition, Republican People's Party, described the arrest as a black day for democracy and freedom of press. The US Embassy, in a tweet, expressed great concern about what it said appears to be another media outlet under pressure. The editor of Turkey's Cumhuriyet newspaper, Can Dündar, and his Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gül, are facing more than 20 years in jail on spying charges.
This is VOA News.